Pam Davis. Where are you, Pam? There she is. Pam Davis, the girl who barked.
I wanted to read something that I wrote like 20 years ago. So,
here it is. Time's up.
Yeah. Oh, and these are for you.
Oh my gosh. Mm. Thank you.
Photos of Nanaga.
Yeah.
Okay, the girl who barked. I introduced myself and asked why she'd come to see me. Well, doctor, the Committee on Challenged Children at our school sent us here and they want a report. Can you tell me why your daughter's being evaluated? Susie's seen so many specialists, still no one's been able to tell me what's wrong with her. I looked over at the girl while her mother spoke. Susan sat still and stared off into space. I'm a geneticist, I explained. I take care of children with birth defects and diseases that have been inherited. I'll begin by examining her, and then I'll ask some questions, if that's all right with you. She smiled weakly and nodded. At that very moment, Susan began making a growling sound. The noise was a little like an angry animal, but more of a deep, guttural tone, and then she began to yap like a small dog. I searched the child's pale mint eyes, and I wondered what she was trying to say. Be quiet, Susan. That's naughty. Immediately, Susan became quiet. I'm sorry, apologized Mrs. Roberts. She's having one of her fits. Has anyone mentioned the possibility of her being autistic? That's been ruled out. Susan's attacks come and go, and with autism, they usually don't come and go, do they, doctor? I was very curious, to put it mildly. Has Susan ever had seizures? No. When did she have her first fit? Well, she fell out of an oak tree about 2 years ago, and she hit her head, and after that, she seemed different. I stayed with her, rocked her, sang to her. And at sunrise, Misty, that's our Irish wolfhound, started barking and wouldn't leave her side. I looked over at Susie and she said, hi, Mommy, and didn't remember the accident. Come back tomorrow and we'll run some tests. But before leaving, I asked, does she have any other symptoms? Well, she drools a lot. And sometimes at night she has trouble sleeping. And in the morning she makes those sounds. What sounds? Well, she growls and barks. I stopped and thought for a moment. What was the relationship between her accident, her insomnia, the barking fits? I wrote down barking, insomnia, drool on my notepad. Then I looked at Mrs. Roberts. Does Susan have any peculiarities regarding her urination? Yeah, as a matter of fact, she does something strange. She likes to go on newspapers or out in the yard. Susan Roberts, who had mystified the medical profession for 2 years, was young enough at the time of her head injury to imprint on the family dog. The first sound she heard, the first face she saw, was Misty, her Irish wolfhound. She'd spent most of her life around this animal, Canis indelibus, or canine imprinting, as it's more commonly known, is a rare yet curable disease. There have been only 17 documented cases worldwide. Susan was really quite fortunate because of early detection and vigorous physical therapy. She now leads a healthy, happy life.